Well, it has finally happened. We have come to the last chapter of the book of Revelation. Tonight we're going to look at Revelation 22, verses 1 through 21. As we begin this study of the last chapter of the Bible, there are certain considerations that must be taken into account if we're going to be prudent students of God's Word. First of all, Moses was the first writer, and there are approximately 1,500 years between the writings of Moses and this writing of John's. Several other men were involved in writing additions to the scriptures, and yet there is conformity in all of the writings. There are no contradictions. The early church fathers compared it to a ring, or an unbroken circle returning to itself. The Bible covers a time period of between 6,000 and 7,000 years. That would be the time elapsed from the creation of the Garden of Eden and the Apocalypse, or the Book of Revelation. Now we're ready to enter the last chapter. Isn't it interesting that in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, we find Adam and Eve in innocence with access to the tree of life, and after their sin, being ejected from the garden and from the tree of life, but with the promise of a redeemer. And at the end of the Bible narrative, we find that the redeemer has come, and once again, man has access to that same tree of life. The waters spoken of in this chapter are inherently superior to the waters of the original creation. In the original creation, Genesis 2nd chapter, verses 10 through 14, we are told, "And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delum and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same that is compassing the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river, Hiddekel, that which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates." Here, in the final chapter, we have a new source of water for our thirst. Revelation 22:1. "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Truly, God shall be the supplier of everything we need or desire." Revelation 22:2. "In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." You know, we saw the tree of life in the first part of Genesis, and there is a place in Scripture where it is prophesied about the tree of life. It's in Ezekiel 47, verse 12. Ezekiel 47:12 tells us, "And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." Isn't it fantastic that different men in different times and geographical locations should, under the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit, write such identical things? Just think about it. Someday you and I are going to be able to pick fruit off of the tree of life. What will that first fruit taste like? Revelation 22, 3 and 4. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Well, people, there you have it. You have your new job description and your eternal contract for service. Just think about it. We will see his face. We will belong to him without any influence to draw us away from him. Revelation 22:5. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. The Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. The word reign means to rule. We will forever rule with Jesus for all of eternity. Why would God permit us to do that? Because he loves us, and Jesus bought us back from sin for that purpose precisely. There will no longer be any darkness or night, because even in heaven, Jesus will be the light of the world. Revelation 22:6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the thing which must shortly be done. In the center of this verse, we find a statement that is here repeated for the third time. The statement is, these sayings are faithful and true. Look at Revelation 19:9. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And then in Revelation 21:5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Why would God emphasize this fact for us? Because it seems too good to be true. And yes, it is true. The statements were written by different men, but under the inspiration of the same Holy Spirit. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Do you understand that this statement by Jesus himself does not mean that he is coming soon, but suddenly and quickly? We will see his truth expressed again before we reach the end of this chapter. Revelation 22:8-9. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and had seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he to me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. How many times does John attempt to worship his guide and been stopped because the guide was an angel and we are not to worship angels? Explain that to the Mormons and their statue of Moroni. Revelation 22:10. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Now the prophet Daniel was told just the opposite. In Daniel 12:4, we read, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now we'll find the reason in just a couple of verses as we approach the end. Revelation 22:11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. At this point in the history of God, all things are established. And those who were unrighteous in their relation to God are now in the lake of fire. Those who trusted in the righteousness of Jesus Christ are in heaven with him. Revelation 22:12-13. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as he worked, as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Strictly by faith, we believe that Jesus existed before anything was, and that he will exist after all things are ended. He is eternal, and our souls will reside with him in eternity because we believed on him. There was no need for John to seal up the writings that the book of this prophecy is coming to a close. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates unto the city. At this point, I must admit that I have not given any thought as to which gate I plan to enter the New Jerusalem through. One thing that I do know is that whichever gate it will be, it will have the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel over it. Then Revelation 22:15. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, those folks won't be anywhere near heaven or the New Jerusalem. Revelation 22:16 and 17. I, Jesus, have set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. In these two verses, we have the authentication of the book and the invitation to participate in the things written in the book. Now Revelation 22:18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now for the warning about being careful with the exposition of this particular book. The teacher must not add or take away any part of the prophecies found herein. A curse comes with a mishandling of God's word. I would remind you that in addition to the warning, there is a special blessing associated for those who listen or read this particular part of God's word. In Revelation 1:3, we read, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And finally, John's parting words and a reminder of what Jesus has said, Revelation 22:20 and 21. He which testifieth these things say, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, amen. John's prayer echoes our prayer. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. And we close this book with John's benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Father, thank you for giving us a glimpse of what lies ahead of us in the end times. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who works in our hearts and worked in the hearts of the men who wrote these things. Help us to look forward to the day when Jesus comes back for his church. And Father, we look forward to the day when we gather before your throne as part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, it is our prayer. Jesus, come quickly. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.